Can start a sled with six.
Six?
600?
Six.
Six.
Kick for kicks.
Six.
Six.
Six and a half.
A lap.
Seven.
Oh, good heavens.
700 pounds. That's more than your dog can pull, Thornton. Right? Right?
A sled with 1,000 pounds.
And break it up.
$1,000 that says he can't.
John Thornton's bluff had been called. He didn't know whether Buck could start anything like 1,000 pounds. Half a ton. But he needed the money to make a long-desired search for a fabled lost mine.
I'll lay a 3-1.
3-1.
And I'll lay you another 1,000 at the figure. What do you say, Thornton?
Several hundred spectators stood, furred and mittened against the intense cold, which also tightly gripped the runners of the huge sled, to which Buck alone was now harnessed.
Thornton knelt down by Buck's side.
The crowd was
Buck's head in his two hands and rested cheek on cheek. As you love me, Buck. As you love me. Buck seized Thornton's hand between his jaws, releasing slowly, reluctantly. It was his answer. Thornton stepped back. He knew Buck's first job was to break the runners from the grip of the ice. "Now, Buck," he said.
Intensely unconscious of the fact, the sled had been broken out.
Now, mush!
Buck's great chest was low to the ground, heaving, his feet flying, scarring the hard-packed snow. The sled swayed and trembled, half-starting, lurching. Seized Thornton's hand in a love bite. And so, Buck was celebrated among men. And the call was distant, muted for a while.